podcast.
Your voice was so deep for a second. It sounded like Matthew McConaughey.
I know. Oh God! Ew! Ew! All right! All right! All
Don't
right! Welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, we give you Broadway tricks, we give
Oh.
advice, we talk about our adventures, which we had a few adventures this week. My
We
name's
did.
Michelle,
And I'm Skylar.
and this time we remembered to do our intro. If you
Yeah.
watched the last episode, we forgot.
You forgot. So you had to figure out for yourself who was talking.
Yeah. So this is episode 31.
Crazy.
Crazy. I can't believe we even got to episode like 10. So here we are again, another week, another podcast. And we have a lot of exciting things for this week. We're going to talk about some new shows that are opening on Broadway. We're going to talk about Broadway news. We're going to talk about our hyperfixations. And then our big topic this week, we are finally doing a show review of The Great Gatsby.
Long time coming, but I think we're obsessed with it now, so it makes sense.
We saw it when Jeremy and Eva were in it, and now we saw it again with Ryan and
Yeah.
Sarah, and it was like a whole different experience. So we need to talk about it.
Yeah, we do. We gotta yap about it.
Oh, we have a lot of yapping to do. But starting off the week with our hyperfixation, Skylar, go.
Okay. So I listened to some music. So at three, I've been addicted to Close by Jason. I think it's a great song. It's a good bop. It's a good bop. So that's at three. At two, this makes sense because we saw Boop 2 days ago now, right? Yeah, a couple of days ago. And the only release song is Where I Want to Be. So I've been jamming to that, and I cannot wait for the whole album because I'm obsessed.
It was amazing. It was amazing, but we will talk about it, but it was
Yes.
wow.
Obsessed. But so I've been listening to that just because it's the only one, and I just cannot wait for the whole album. And then at one, this makes sense because we're going to talk about The Great Gatsby, but Go from The Great Gatsby, I know it's a strange one. It might not be on people's lists, but I just really enjoy it. I think it really shows the breakdown of Daisy and Jay Gatsby. And like, you really think that they're about to like go right off into the sunset. Hell no.
Love
Hell
it.
no.
Hell no.
So that was my week. I think that's a good week.
Did you listen to any audiobooks or read any books?
Yeah, so I have audiobook. I've been listening to The Crash by The Crash. I said that weird. Crash, which is strange. I just put two and two together.
Oh, that's
Oh,
strange.
The Crash by Freda McFadden. I literally have been addicted to listening to it too. Just a disclaimer, my car got totaled. That's why we're saying that's strange.
Literally last night. Wait a minute, is the crash or crash, whatever it is there like a car crash in
Yeah.
it? No
And
way.
then she gets like this person in a truck comes and takes her to like his basement. It's freaky, but it's really good. And I've been listening to it nonstop. So listen, people, this is a disclaimer. I didn't crash. My car was parked and it got smashed by somebody. So I
And it
did
was a hit
nothing
and
wrong.
run. It was a hit
Oh
and
yeah,
run, which
hit and
is
run.
disgusting.
Disgusting. So, but that's really strange because I've been like really listening to it nonstop. Like I'm almost done with it.
That's weird. Oh my God. That's weird.
I don't like that. And
Oh.
then I've been physically reading A Novel Love Story by Ashley Paris. I love it. Why did I say Paris? I don't think it's Paris. Wait.
Are you having something with names today?
Yeah, I am. Past done? Yeah.
You
Whatever.
know, it's so funny because I think it's always like every episode you struggle with names.
Like bad. And I'm a teacher, so I shouldn't struggle with names. But I highly recommend it. She gets like stuck in she's like obsessed with this author and she go supposed to go on a retreat, but all her friends are like getting married or whatever, or have other obligations, so she decides to go herself because she's single. And she gets like, well, I don't know how, but she stumbles upon like this town that's from the books, so it's like characters coming to life. So I don't know if she like if she's like amnesia or whatever. I'm still reading it, but it's really cute and it's really like I'm really enjoying it.
See, if you like that, then you need to watch Between the Lines, which I know we've spoken about on here before, because
Yes.
it's about a girl and the characters like come to life. Like the boy she likes in the book, like the lead guy, becomes like real life and she gets like trapped in the book. And it's like, you would like it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. It's on Broadway
HD.
HD.
But we're
Yeah.
watching it together. You're not watching it without
Oh,
me. Thank
yeah,
you.
definitely. Like when I have spring break, I'll just
Yeah.
annoy you and be like, I'm coming over. But yeah, I really enjoy it. So right now I recommend that book. Yeah.
Excellent. Sounds great.
Yeah.
For my week, I do have some music, which I know I
Oh,
haven't had
good.
music in a while for all y'all.
Yeah.
In third place, I've discovered this new West End musical called Why
What?
Am I So Single?
It
And
keeps popping up on my Spotify.
it keeps popping up on my TikTok. And I looked at the music. There's one song called 8 Dates, which is just like really catchy and like it feels very RuPaul's Drag Racey, or like meets Everybody Loves Jamie, and it's so much fun. It's by the same creators as Six, and the
Oh.
music is really good. I don't really know what the show necessarily is about, but I like the music, so that's in third place. In second place is The Same As You, Where I Want to Be from Boop, because it's so catchy and I can't stop thinking about it
Right.
this week. And then in first place is the song from the new Snow White movie, Waiting on a Wish. I really like the song.
Okay.
I just personally am still angry that Rachel Zegler is Snow White because she trashes Snow White in interviews and trashes the original version of Snow White. And it's like, you don't, it's Snow White is such like a cherished Disney thing because it's
Yeah.
literally the first movie that ever came out. And yes, it's going to be outdated. Like the premise, yes, of course it's outdated. But like, it's still very classic. And I know there's a lot of fans online. Like I've been seeing a lot of angry people. Like whenever they post clips of like the movie or a trailer, they're like, "Oh, this movie is gonna suck. This looks so bad. The CGI looks bad." It's all about like it like they changed the whole premise. It's all about like Snow White wants to like defend her town and female empowerment, and they changed the whole thing, which is, you know, it's fine to update it for today's day and age, but the person playing Snow White should not trash the original Snow White in interviews. And that's why I'm not the biggest Rachel fan. But it's a
Well,
catchy
yeah,
song.
I think like a lot of like it's great female empowerment, like we agree with that, but sometimes like I want to escape reality when I'm watching things, and I
Yeah.
want to watch, and like maybe I want to see a happy ending. Maybe that's why I watch it, because I want to see the prince fall in love with the princess, because sometimes you need that, even though maybe yeah that's not reality sometimes, but you watch things to escape.
Well, yeah, I mean, and in some ways, I think with little girls or, you know, guys, whoever, you know, I think seeing these fairy tale love stories, you know, it also teaches you like what you long for, what you deserve. Like it gives you like, you know, you want to be treated like a princess,
Yeah.
you know, and have the man falling at your feet trying to save you. Like, I don't know. I mean, I understand the whole female empowerment thing. I just feel like in this case in particular, it wasn't
That's
needed.
tasteful, yeah.
I don't think it was tasteful personally. I think
Yeah.
that Snow White is the first ever Disney movie, and also and like and I don't think if Walt Disney was alive in today's day and age, I don't think he'd be approval. I don't think he would give his approval on this version of Snow White.
Yeah, we'll see. It's definitely weird. Weird, weird.
People keep saying that Walt Disney's like frozen head, which is hidden under Disney, is gonna like wake up and be like, what the F is wrong with all of you?
Yeah, literally,
Something
like,
like
what is
that.
going on?
It's so funny. But speaking of Disney, my other hyperfixation of the week, I'm still playing Toontown. I cannot stop. It is all I think about 24/7.
Oh,
I have my
really?
lunch, I play Toontown. I play Toontown every night till like 2, 3 a.m. I can't
Oh,
stop thinking about
jeez.
it.
Are you making
Bri,
any
I've
friends?
Oh, I am making friends on the game because you have to in order to
Oh.
do the cog buildings. It's necessary.
Okay.
I got quite a few friends on there, but I wish some of our podcast friends would join me on the game. So if you decide to, let me know.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think you should play Toontown with me. Give it a
I'm not a
try.
big. Where? How do you play? Like, you have to. Like, a laptop?
Yeah, or like a desktop computer is fine too. My character's name on there is Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle. I'm a little blue duck.
Three name. First, middle, and last name. I'm dead.
Oh, and the title,
Oh,
Princess.
yeah,
Princess Cookie
exactly.
Honey Dazzle.
I can't. But that's a
So
good week.
yeah, if you ever
Okay.
happen to play the game and you run into Princess Cookie, let me know.
That's me.
Good
That's
week, a
funny.
very good week.
Good week. So I guess let's talk about some shows that are opening, because this is crazy. Like, everything's opening at once.
This
Got
week,
lots to
Smash
see.
opened, Dorian Gray opened, Goodnight and Good Luck had their first bows, Othello, Last 5 Years is about to open,
Damn, go.
Real Woman Have Curves is about to open, and Boop had its first previews, and we went to the third preview.
That's so exciting. And we got a balloon.
I have my balloon still in the living room. Oh my God. If you haven't seen the video yet, go watch our vlog. You see me getting the balloon. Did you see my face after?
You're so
I
happy.
was just like, I have a thing for balloons. I really like balloons.
Yeah,
I
you're
used to
so
work
cute.
at Party City and I was the balloon girl. Like I just stood behind the balloon counter every Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
So yeah, so I like my balloons.
That's so funny. So funny. Yeah, that was so cool. Like, I'm happy we saw it in previews because I want to go back once they open and see, like, what they clip or what they keep or anything. I'm excited.
Me too. I did feel like, and well, we're gonna have like a real review episode. I did feel like they need to cut maybe like 15 minutes.
Yeah, especially in the first act.
Yeah, the first act felt very long, but it was also like hilarious. The costumes are gorgeous.
Yes.
Jasmine as Betty Boop. You know, this is her Broadway debut.
She's incredible.
She sounds so much like her, and her mannerisms are so spot on. It's scary.
It was amazing. And she was so sweet.
Oh
So
my
sweet.
God. She had like a whole conversation with us at the stage door.
So sweet.
Very
So
sweet.
the music, like, I can't wait.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. One thing I will say, I need to quickly make a comment about etiquette again.
Yes. Why did I forget about that for a second?
How could you?
You people listening, you'll never believe this. You'll never
So
believe it.
Skylar and I were sitting on the right side of the orchestra, row H. Skylar's on the right of me. And there's an older lady on the left of me. And she was there with like a school group, like she was the chaperone. I don't know if
Yes.
they were from out of town. I think they were. She was taking her shoes off multiple times during the show, crossing her legs, pulling her feet up towards her, and playing with her toes.
Yeah, like she took off her socks.
Oh, there was no socks. She had her fingers in between her toes, and she was putting her toes on me to the point where I didn't realize at first, and then I felt she hit me with her
Oh, that's
toes.
so gross.
I scooted to Skylar. I was ready to throw up. And then she kept also like leaning, like almost like sitting on me. And during the first act, it kept happening. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I tell Scott on intermission, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't do this. And we were like, okay, maybe she won't do it, you know,
Yeah,
for the
maybe she
second
didn't
half.
realize.
Then Second act starts, boom, she does it again. Her toes are in my face and they smell, by the way.
Gross.
And me and Skylar whisper to each other, I'm like, Skylar, what do I do? What do I do? Like, I don't know if I could do this fast.
I leaned
Like,
forward. I thought maybe if she saw me looking, it didn't work.
no, but that didn't work. And I was like, Skylar, what do I do? What do I do? It's just, you have to say something. And I'm like, I can't. And she's like, you have to. So I built up the courage somehow. And I lean in towards her. I said, can you please put your feet away?
You like this with your hand.
Oh, yeah.
You squatted.
I squatted it away. I was like, can you please put your foot down?
Like, what is wrong with people?
I mean, like, it wasn't even like she had her. I mean, you don't take your shoes off in the theater, but it wasn't even like she
No.
kept it in her space. It was in my space, like,
No,
significantly.
but who in their right mind? You're in public. Like,
It's not even like she just took her shoes off. She was playing with her toes.
what?
The kids that she was chaperoning were way more well behaved than she was. This woman was a mess.
Like, what the heck? So gross that she was playing with it. Like, what?
I was stunned. I was stunned.
I can't. People, don't do that. People, don't do it.
There
I
was
never thought that would happen.
no. Another theater etiquette thing. So I don't think we spoke about it on here. When we went to Gypsy, again, it's always the people sitting next to me. Skylar was again on the right side of me. We're sitting on the right side of the audience. The woman to the left of me, the entire first act, had her finger deep in her ear, picking earwax, and then she would roll it in her hands throughout the
So
entire
gross.
first act.
It was so
And thankfully,
gross.
she moved seats for the second act. But I was like, Scott kept turning to me. She was like, what is she playing with? I was like, it's earwax.
Gross. Gross. Like, that's gag worthy.
Oh my God, I'm gagging thinking about it. Like, I'm
Right?
sorry. I hope it doesn't sound like prima donnas, but like, have a little class, like you mofos. Like, what's
Yeah,
wrong with you?
like a little bit. Like, don't pick your ear in public.
Oh my God, playing with your toes, picking your earwax. It's always the crazies that are sitting next to me. Like, honestly.
You always sit on the left of me, right? Yeah.
No, you don't actually. Well, because you always sit more towards the aisle because you like to stretch your knee.
Yeah.
So when we're
I
on the left
don't
side of the audience, you're on the left side.
know. It's so nasty. I think the toes got me worse than the earwax. Gross.
The toes really got me, and they smelled.
Yeah, because who in
No,
their right
and then
mind?
once she moved her toes away from me, she would cross her legs and move them towards her husband on the other side. And he was like holding her foot too.
Gross. Like,
It was weird
I think I foot fetishes.
as all hell.
Like,
Apparently.
what the heck? That's so gross.
It was so freaking weird, man. It was so weird.
Just so gross. I can't.
I'm gonna throw up thinking about it. We need to change topics. Go to
Okay.
Broadway News.
Let's go to Broadway News. So, they have their first photos of Orville Peck and Eva in Cabaret, and he is wearing the mask. So,
Oh.
what do we feel? I think that means he's going to be on stage.
I don't like that. I think it. Like, I think a mask in a theater show symbolizes something, and I
Yeah.
think it's gonna change the symbolism of what the MC is supposed to bring to the table.
Yeah, definitely. Unless
I
they change it as it goes, like maybe it's like a lighter mask that gets darker or something, but they have to be very specific with it if that's
just don't
what.
think it makes sense to the character.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
because also the a mask kind of like splits you from the world in a way, right? Like,
yeah.
but the MC is supposed to be the one character that in a way is almost like breaking the fourth wall and is like progressing you through the story. Like the MC is really your guide throughout the entire
Yeah.
show. So I feel like if he has the mask on, it's like putting up a wall in between you and the audience as the MC. which is not the way the characters intended.
Yeah, and some of the pictures like just cut off. All you see is his nose.
Don't like that.
So it's gonna be interesting to see how they do it, but unless that means he is gonna show his face, but the mask is there.
I don't like that. Unless
Yeah.
maybe he finally takes off the mask by the end. Although, like, I know he's known for never taking it off, so I.
Yeah, and you never know, like bootlegs, like everybody's taking bootlegs, so
Yeah. Although, remember at Cabaret, like, they put the stickers over your phone?
yeah, but
You could easily
we could
peel it
kind of take
off.
it off.
The Jonathan Larson Project also officially opened off Broadway on March 10th. We saw it. We absolutely loved it.
He loved.
I think it was such a beautiful tribute to Jonathan Larson, and I think it really like I saw an interview with Anthony Rapp when he was at the opening night, and like he said he was getting really choked up, and like he felt very like verklempt over the whole situation because it really that he really felt like it honored who Jonathan was as a person.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm obsessed with it. I think it's such a good way of honoring him and keeping his name alive because it's such a tragedy that the way he passed away, the day that Rent was gonna, start previews. And it's you could kind of get inside his brain through the songs, which was interesting. You could see like when we were there, I was picturing, oh, he definitely wrote this after he was diagnosed. Or like, you could see like what was going through his head during like certain life moments. And it was really, and as like we love Rent and stuff, and as people who love musical theater, it was cool to get like an inside look of him because we weren't able to, see the original cast of Rent or even meet him. And he really left the mark. He's amazing.
Very true. And even the cast also, like they were brilliant
Oh,
in the
amazing.
show. So if you can get tickets to it, you absolutely should. There is a digital rush on Today Ticks, so definitely try. Be aware, it's not in like the usual area of Manhattan World. The theaters are, it's very much off Broadway, like towards the Village, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, but you can get street parking.
Oh my God, we got parking right in front of the theater. It was amazing. It was glorious.
So that was good.
Also, so we've mentioned earlier that Good Night and Good Luck had its first preview this week. It
Yeah.
was also announced their rush and lottery policies. So, for example, they are going to have a digital lottery. They're going to have an in-person rush, and there's also going to be in-person standing room programs. If you go on our TikTok, we posted last week like a lottery and rush cheat sheet guide. So you know where to enter things, how much it is, or if you're going in person, when, where you have to be. We're going to try to post that and edit it bi-weekly to keep up with what's going on. But yeah, so definitely tune into the TikTok to see that guide and save it to your phone.
Standing room. I would not want to stand, would you?
I don't think that's the right show to stand for. I think when you do standing room, it needs to be a fun show or something you've seen again. It's also at the Winter Garden, and the Winter Garden really does not have a good ranking in the orchestra.
Yeah.
So I feel like with standing room, you probably can't see anything. There's also a very big mezzanine overhang.
Yeah, so I'm wondering where exactly they put them.
Yeah. But I do really want to see the show. So you and me have to try to do a digital lottery or in-person rush because, like,
Yeah, I
this
was
is
thinking
high on my list.
maybe the in-person rush, because I've seen rush reports and it looks like nobody's really going to the in-person. So
Oh.
maybe we could try it.
Yeah, because this is high on my list. I really
Yeah,
want to
I'm
see
definitely
this.
curious, definitely. So I saw this article and I know we spoke about it in the car a bit actually the other night. So the Smash musical, the director of the show actually said that she loves Smash, but this is gonna be more of like a melodrama. Well, that was a bit of a melodrama and this is gonna be more of a full out comedy. So What I was getting from it is that it's going to be different from the show.
It is, and I actually saw a TikTok about it this morning of like a lot of fans of the show, and they were complaining because the way like they were saying they were like the way it's portrayed now, some of like the lead characters either aren't in it or they were made to more supporting characters. Also, people are really angry because they think it's not very clear that this version of Smash, everyone thought it, they were just staging the production of Bombshell, which is what the show is in the Smash TV show. Apparently, it's not that. Apparently, it's still about creating a Broadway show and like being behind the scenes and stuff. So they're just like, people were saying like it's just like they're trying to recreate the first season of the TV show in 2 hours and changing all the characters up. And they said it just like doesn't honor Smash at all. Like people are actually sounding really angry about it.
Wow, I wonder how it's gonna do. Like, if it'll last a while on Broadway or.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. People were really angry about it. People also said that Caroline Bowman's role was downgraded. Like she was supposed to be a lead, but now she bows like way before everyone else, and her like character is like so minimal in the show, and she was supposed to be like a big, like a decently sized character. People are not happy about it.
I noticed it wasn't on the lottery for tomorrow. You saw that?
No, I didn't see it. I mean, actually, well, I did enter lotteries for tomorrow, but I guess I didn't put two and two together about Smash.
It wasn't there. I was shocked about that. I'm curious to see it because I want to make my own opinion, but I think I agree with what you said. I think we're kind of going to be like, okay, we saw it. And I don't think it's going to be one we're going to want to see over and over again.
No, like I'd rather go to Boop again like 4 times, 50 times, 100 times. That was amazing.
That's so not smart of them though, because Smash has such a huge following. They really should have honored it.
I don't think it's gonna do great, to be honest. Nicole Scherzinger was on Good Morning America this week, and she sang "With One Look from Sunset Boulevard." If you have not watched it, you should because she's phenomenal.
She's incredible. I forget to add this. Did you see that? They're already selling tickets for Mamma Mia.
No.
I saw it yesterday. I was like, wait, what?
Can we buy our tickets?
Yeah, apparently.
I really want to see that. I
But
think we
they
need to do
didn't
that.
even announce the cast or anything.
That's a little wild.
Yeah, I was like, wait,
Honestly,
what? They're on
though, like,
sale now.
I don't know if I necessarily need a cast. Like, I just want to see this so bad. I think we should just buy tickets.
Yeah, it starts August 2nd. And then but it does say wow, it just says open. Well, previews start August 2nd, opens August 14th, but it's closing February 1st, 2026, it says already.
Well, because I think it's a limited engagement. I'm looking at tickets right now. The cheapest is $125.
I saw that, I was like, there's no way. Already.
Oh my God, orchestra is $322, and you don't even have a cast announced.
Crazy, crazy.
But we will be seeing this.
Oh yeah, definitely. Another exciting thing is, did you see Gatsby's new Playbill cover? It is gorgeous.
No, I did
It's
not.
gorgeous. It's like green with gold. It's like I'm obsessed with it. Like we need to go because I want one.
We just missed it.
Literally. It's green and then gold, but it has like, you know, when you're in Gatsby's house, like the stage, like the little like stuff that comes out, it has that on the cover.
Oh, I love that.
It's so,
I like that
I'm
better.
obsessed. Yeah, it is so cool.
Okay, we have so much Broadway news this week. They also announced this week that Queen of Versailles is going to be opening at the St. James Theater with Kristen Chenoweth. So we now all finally know the reason why Sunset Boulevard is closing.
Oh,
I'm
salty.
so salty.
Yeah,
Like
I'm a little salty.
I almost don't want to go to this because I'm so salty about it because Sunset Boulevard really, I'm sorry. There's so many other shows that on Broadway right now that deserve to close. And I don't care who judges me for it, but there are shows
Preach
that
it.
really deserve to close right now. And this takes out Sunset Boulevard. Put this where Redwood is. Okay? Let Kristen kick out Adina because Adina's show sucks. And there, I said it.
There we said it. I don't know how people like Redwood, but okay.
It
I
sucks.
guess you, it's like extreme depression. But like nothing made sense. Like it tried to be next to normal so bad, but next to normal actually makes sense.
It was so. The storyline didn't make sense. The acting wasn't strong. The music wasn't strong.
It was the same song over and over again.
It was boring.
Yeah.
People literally were sleeping in the audience. Like.
Yeah, and there's no intermission, and I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, people would have left. I think people would have really left.
Oh yeah.
We heard so many other people complaining on the way out too. Like, it's not just us. But yeah, let Kristen kick out and Dina. They can use the Nederlander, and then my Sunset Boulevard can stay where it is.
I can't believe it. Like, I don't know. What is the Queen of Versailles even about?
I'm not 100% sure. I have to look it up.
Right? I have no idea. Like, I'm not even
Let's
like,
see.
not like, yay.
I know there's a lot of opera, which
Oh.
makes sense for Kristen. Oh, it's actually, let's see.
Also, the musical explores the cost of fame, fortune.
It says
Okay.
here, from computer engineer to Mrs. Florida to billionaires, Jackie Siegel sees herself as the embodiment of the American dream. Now as the wife of David, the timeshare king, Siegel, and mother of their 8 children, she invites us to
Jeez.
behold their most grandiose venture yet, building the largest private home in America, a $100 million house in Orlando, Florida, big enough for her dreams and inspired by the Palace of Versailles. But with the Great Recession of 2008 looming, Jackie and David's dreams begin to crumble along with their lavish lifestyle, based on the wildly astonishing documentary. Oh my God, why did I say it like that? Directed by award-winning filmmaker Lauren Greenfield, The Queen of Versailles reunites celebrated Academy Award-winning songwriter Stephen Schwartz with Kristen Chenoweth.
All right, well, it sounds like
Oh,
something.
it's being directed by Michael Arden.
Oh. Wow, he's gonna have two shows on Broadway.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just salty, and I'm gonna try not to be.
I think we need to go.
Well, yeah, but we're gonna sit there and be like, Sunset! You're like, Tom! The ghost of Sunset Past. It's so upsetting. So
If
upsetting.
you go on the website of the show, like the main picture is her carrying a little fuzzy Chihuahua type dog, a Pomeranian, I think it is, and then drinking a Diet Coke.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I feel like this was a show that was like written for Kristen Chenoweth, to be honest.
Probably. Probably. Oh, now it just escaped my brain. Oh shoot. I forgot.
What?
I was
What?
about to
What?
say something that we never talked about. And now it just left my brain. Okay, well, that's sad.
Maybe we'll find out later on.
Yeah. I got nothing, it's gone.
Well, the last piece of Broadway news is that they released a few sneak peeks of Real Women Have Curves this week, which we cannot wait for.
I can't wait. That's gonna be so good. I think we're gonna be obsessed with it.
Yeah, like every single person in the cast seems phenomenal. And they seem very down to earth, which I like.
Yeah, they do. Now I remember what I was gonna say.
Say it.
We Just in Time is opening soon too with Jonathan Groff and Erica,
Yeah, we forgot about
which
that one.
I'm excited about that too.
See, you're excited about that one, and I'm dreading that one. Because
Yeah.
as I've said on the podcast before, I broke my arm to the Bobby Darin song Splish Splash. And whenever I hear it, my arm physically throbs and pulses and goes into sharp pains. So I don't know how I'm going to sit there.
know.
I'm
It's a good cast, though.
traumatized. It's a good cast, but I'm traumatized.
Take some Advil with you.
That's not enough, man. That's not enough. It's years of therapy that I need to
The
recover from this broken arm.
broken arm. Yeah,
The
I
broken
think
arm of
we've.
first grade.
Dang. Dang. But yeah, that's opening soon too. There's a lot to see, which we've had like a lull for a little bit, but now it's like, holy moly.
We need it.
We have a lot to see, so get excited, people. Lots of event drives.
So, moving in to show review, as we mentioned earlier this week, we're going to be talking about The Great Gatsby. We saw it twice now. We saw it with Jeremy and Eva months ago, and then we recently saw it again with Ryan and Sarah. So, I think it's
Yeah.
only, and this time was a very different experience. I think. Like, I want to be clear that we're kind of reviewing this time seeing it, but we may like talk a little bit about what it was like in the past. But because this is fresher in our minds, like this is the version we're really reviewing.
Yeah.
Before we get into like the summary of what is The Great Gatsby, just a reminder for all of our Broadway reviews, we break it down into 8 different categories. And then we rate each category out of 10. We add up our totals, divide by 8, and there we have our average rating for the musical. Our categories are costumes, set designs, songs and music, choreography, book, the ambiance and crowd control, casting choices, and acting and pacing. And we also like to chat about the theater potties for fun.
Yes, and they were gorgeous.
Gorgeous potties.
Gorgeous. We're like the first ones in there.
Yeah, we were having a blast. We had our
Yeah.
choice of the stalls, and they were very
They were
spacious,
nice.
very
Yeah.
nice.
Very nice.
So I think you should do the summary this week for Great Gatsby because you're the book fiend.
Okay. So The Great Gatsby follows Jay Gatsby and Daisy and Nick and Jordan and their crazy life. No, so The Great Gatsby, you have the narrator, which is Nick Carraway, and he moves to Long Island after coming home from the war, and he decides to rent a home that's right next door to the famous Jay Gatsby. Nobody knows what Gatsby looks like. He throws these parties, but nobody has really seen him. So he's like a mysterious figure in this like socialite life. Nick goes to a party with Jordan, right?
Yes.
He invites him
But he also
with
gets an
Jordan
invite from Gatsby
from
specifically to
Gatsby.
go.
But they go together and Gatsby realized that Nick is actually Daisy Buchanan's cousin. Daisy is this woman that he's lusted over for what, 5 years ago? 5 years.
I think so, maybe more.
5 years
It was from
ago.
before the war started, so maybe 5 years.
Yeah, I remember I fell in love with her 5 years ago.
Oh,
It
okay, then
wasn't
5 years.
so. Okay. And he wants Nick to like have Daisy come over for tea. And then their love story, thick love story, kind of starts there. But
Yeah,
she is
and
married, but to Tom Buchanan, who he's out in cheating, and you see that side of the story. And then but Daisy and Gatsby kind of meet up and then they start cheating too. So this whole like the morality of it's like, is it okay to be like rooting for Jay and Daisy, or is it like, is everybody just kind of messed up?
yeah, there's a lot of cheating. There is a murder in
Yep.
the show, and it is very important to note about like Tom cheating because it is related to that.
Yep.
There's also a lot of symbolism in The Great Gatsby, which I remember learning about in school, like the eyes of God watching over you, which
Yeah.
is referenced in the show. It's one of the songs.
The green light.
The green light. There's a lot of symbolism in The Great Gatsby. So yeah, this is pretty much the book version transformed to a musical on stage.
Yeah, they did a great job with like honoring it. If you haven't
Yeah.
read the book, like we did in high school, I believe we figured out. Yeah.
Yeah. You should read the book before seeing the musical, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So that you can make the connections like we
Yeah.
did.
I mean, there's also the movie version with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, but it's not the strongest
Yeah,
movie. It's better as a book.
definitely.
So, like I mentioned before, we saw it twice. The first time we saw it with Jeremy and Eva, but we sat further back in the orchestra. In that theater, the Broadway theater, there's like no rigging in the orchestra. So in
It's
the
a
back,
problem.
we really like could not see the show enough to give it a proper review on the podcast because there was a very tall man sitting in front of us.
Yeah, we kept having to like move to see, and I feel like that takes you out of it a lot.
Yeah, so this time Skylar did In Person Rush, which we have a video of on our TikTok. And she was able to get us front row, like center, which was,
Insane.
oh my God, it was a whole new show.
It really was. I felt like we were like in it. I was so focused.
So starting with costumes,
Amazing.
I thought they were beautiful. You could see it when you're up close, like the ha how handcrafted everything is, every sequin, every diamond, every sparkle. Like they really honored
The flapper
the
generation.
flapper generation, the over the top.
Yeah.
And the costumes just like kept getting more and more like wow throughout the
And
show.
I really, really loved how they did Jordan's because she's kind of the voice of like female empowerment and like, oh, I don't want to be married because then you get trapped. And she was wearing like pants with like tucked in and like even like she had like didn't she have like a scarf, like a little like headband or like a scarf thing on
Yeah.
at one point. I just loved how they really took the characters and who they are and made their costumes based on it. And I think they did such a great job in that.
Yeah. They even had I loved Daisy's costumes. Like they
Yes.
really tried to make them like opposite of Jordan's, like an extra amount of femininity to them.
Yes.
Even the way they would like lay off the shoulders or they'd have the drop waist. Like you could tell like they had a really good dramaturge working on the show that
Yeah.
was really focused on working with the costume designer and making sure they get every little aspect right from the 1920s.
Exactly.
Even Gatsby's costume, like his white suit, has such symbolism of like empowerment, thinking trying to like amplify that you are rich now and like.
It's the new money too, because like you could see the difference between his suit and Tom's suit because he's technically old money and like Gatsby is new money and like they characterize new money as like being like people who kind of scam their way into it, which you figure out that Gatsby did. But
Yeah.
even like you wouldn't think that suits could be that different. But it was so cool because you could tell the difference between Tom and Gatsby.
Very clearly.
Yeah.
And it even had like even the white versus the black, it always goes back to like even fairy tales, like the dark, the villain, and then like
Yeah.
the hero. Like they want you to think that Gatsby is the hero throughout the show, but he is also just as sleazy as the rest of them.
Exactly. They're all very messed up when you think
Yeah.
about it.
And also if you notice, Nick is always in very neutral colors because
Yes.
the same way in the book, he's supposed to be like neutrality between the two partners. He doesn't really get involved in like too much of the drama. He kind of takes a back seat and watches. He observes.
Yeah.
He does become very good friends with Gatsby and like ends up leaning towards like that way. Like he does not think Tom is a good person. But he always tries to remain very neutral for the sake of his cousin.
Yeah.
And you could tell they even did that with this version of Nick as well. Like I think at one point he was in
Amazing.
gray, which is the exact middle between white and black.
Yes, he was. Insane. Like 10. 10.
10.
They did such a great job.
It was gorgeous. Set design.
Again. Like, I loved when you were in like the Buchanan's house. You could tell it was all like rainbows and butterflies. Like, it was like very like bright. And then when you switched to Gadsby, it was like the gold little pillars coming out and like very neutral too then. And it was like such a sharp difference between Buchanan's house that, you know, it's like that fake, like they everything looks perfect and untouched. And they really did well with that, like the bright colors too in the Buchanan's house. It was so like bright white. And it's like
Yeah.
on the inside it might look great, but on the outside it might look great, but on the inside they're like horrible humans.
Yeah. And even the differentiations between when they're at the Plaza Hotel and the
Yes.
other motel where, they meet up with Myrtle for the first time. Like, there's
Yes.
such a big contrast there between the rich and the poor, and even seeing, the garage where
Yes.
Myrtle lives with her husband. You were always able to follow along where they were in the story because the
Yep.
set was done so well. There were no sight line issues. I think that everything was so over the top and extravagant when it needed to be. And I did
Yeah.
like the way they did the set changes with the use of screens going across the stage to almost like represent like doors, like they're like the doors are opening to let you
Yeah.
into this world.
Even like when Gadsby was singing for her. Oh no, the past is ca catching up with me. And you could tell that he was like on the stairs of like the front of his house and like it was pushing forward. It was just like, although it was over the top, it was like tasteful. Like it made sense. Like they didn't go too far. And it was just like everything made complete sense for where we were. And it really
Yeah.
helped the story.
It was also very interesting the way they do the pool. Because the
Yeah.
pool is a very important part of the Great
Yeah.
Gatsby. Again, it also has a lot of symbolism, like, drowning and dying and there's a big thing that happens with the pool at the end that we won't spoil.
Yeah.
But it's like the way they did it is that they lowered the pit for the band and they like I think they just covered it with some sort of like tile type, like almost like a wallpaper type thing. But they use lighting combined with that and just little stairs, like the pool stairs going in to make
Yeah.
you knew we are at the pool right now. We are
Yeah.
outside right now. And I also like that you see the pool throughout the whole show. It's not like
Yeah.
they turn the lights off or they hide it
Yeah,
because the
no.
pool really is very important to the symbolism of the show.
Well, I like too, like when you walked in, you heard like birds or like
Yeah.
not birds, like what's the seagulls making noises and stuff like that. Like it really like transported you into like Montauk of Long Island, of like
Yeah.
where they have these huge houses and all this land and these pools, and you just hear the seagulls.
Well, and
It
the
was
water's really important because they live across like the bay from one another. And
exactly.
also there is like a significant symbolism with like drowning, and because if you think about it, like Daisy throughout the whole show, she's almost like drowning
Yeah.
because she's abused by her husband. She can't come ahead. She lo loves this other man, but she's drowning with guilt for trying to love this other man. And she's stuck between the two worlds. At one point, she's so like hunched over and like on the verge of breaking, like she's drowning in her own like
Yeah.
emotions.
And her own choices too. Because there's a lot, like, people go back and forth. Like, is Daisy a victim or is she kind of the villain? Because she kind of uses Gadsby at some point. So it's like it's hard to tell if she's truly in love with him or is she just getting a thrill to make Tom mad because he's been doing it.
I kind of think the only person in the show that's not a villain is Nick.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's so pure. 'Cause even like Jordan too, she's
Yeah.
not a good person at the end when she's like, "We have to get out of here. Like, let's just
Yeah.
go."
And he's
Like,
like, a
how do
woman
you?
just died.
Yeah, like, and then she goes, she's crying, like she's a little teary, and then she goes stone cold. And that's when Nick realizes, like, oh, these people are horrible.
Horrible. So, sets, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Songs and music.
I'll say the only song that I don't love is the Shady song, but other than
See,
that,
I did not like that song the first time we went. We saw an understudy, but I loved it this time with Terrence Mann in the role.
yeah. Like, it's not like I just don't listen to it. Everything else I think is so perfect. And it's also like jazzy too, which is so important during that time. And I
Yeah.
love Roaring On. I think it's like it's the perfect opening for The Great Gatsby because they're like, where's the party? Like, nobody really cares about the people. It's like, oh, there's a party, let me go get drunk and like dance and then go home.
Well, and they ended the show with it again. They do a reprise of it because, again, it's like, yeah, all this drama happened, but we really don't care where it's the next party yet. Like, let's just move
Yeah,
on.
like
And,
people
like,
died. And they were like, are you going to the funeral? No, I'm going to the party.
yeah.
10.
10 out of 10. It's amazing. You know, I think this was the first time with Shady in particular, like going back to that for a second, I think this was the first time I really understood what the song was about and understood that part of the show. Because the first time I just couldn't understand why that character was really there.
Yeah, but I guess it makes sense. Yeah, definitely, because he was like Gatsby's partner.
Yeah.
And he was the one who told Myrtle's husband. Like,
Yes,
at
which I
the end
never
of the party.
realized.
Yeah. Because Gatsby wasn't doing his job.
Yeah. So interesting.
We need to go again. I need to see it
Yes,
again.
please. Choreography. For me, it's a 10 out of 10. Oh my God,
Like,
the
no notes.
choreography was fantastic. Roaring On, the way that is choreographed is so
Love.
brilliant. The different levels, the different movements. It's so flowy, which shows like how like it's just so much symbolism of the time. But even like the way the tap number is done, la-di-da, like, oh
Looks
my
so
God.
cool. And I love when they have Gadsby in his uniform and Nick, and they go and they start dancing.
Yeah.
It's so good. And even like when there's like partners dancing too, like they really, again with their the I always say it wrong.
Choreography?
Yeah, I always want to say calligraphy.
Oh no,
Jeez.
that's
I know
writing.
that's writing, but it again like that transported you into the 1920s, like
Oh
of
yeah.
like the dancing and like the all the different styles. And I thought, wow, we're really like transported in time, like this is amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Moving on to the book. Given that it's based on an actual book and it really has, I think, stayed true to the book, there's really no changes. I would give the book a 10 out of 10. I think it really honored the original Great Gatsby.
Yeah, I didn't find any problem with what they were saying. I wasn't like, huh? Like everything made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no issues with it.
Yeah, I have no issues. I don't leave notes. I just give it a 10.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Ambiance slash crowd control.
Okay, ambiance was incredible.
Yes.
They have music playing. Like, when you go downstairs to go to the bathroom, there's like jazz music playing. When you walk in, you're transported right into the story with the stage, with the sounds. Like we talked about, the seagulls making sounds, the lighting is gorgeous. Like you're really like transported into it. But
But
crowd control, we had a major issue.
so
Yeah.
again, it's always the wackos sitting next to me.
Yeah.
We were in the front row, as we said. To the right of us, there were this older gentleman and lady. Maybe they were like early 60s.
Yeah, I would say 50 to 60s.
50 to 60. They've seen the show a million times. They said that this was like their 15th time. They come like every weekend, apparently. And they always rush to get those same two seats. They think they are high SHIT. They were leaning over, talking to all the pit members, bothering them when they're trying to set up, bothering the conductor. It's like they think they're on a first name basis with them. But then throughout the show, they kept doing all the choreography and singing the show. Saying lines.
It was actually crazy. Like the singing and dancing was crazy. Like I could hear the girl singing from two seats away. Like,
Loud.
and that was a problem. So I guess I would ask the listeners, when do you think it's appropriate to say something? Like, do you think we have the right? Because we were going back and forth. We're like, do we say, can you please stop singing? Like, I can hear you. Or do we just hope that she would just stop?
Or
Like, I.
do we get an usher? But then at the same time, you know that they're gonna know
Yeah, that we
it's you that
told.
said it.
Yeah. So we did. We just said out loud that we hope whoever's singing would stop. We went
Yeah.
that route.
But it didn't work,
It didn't
really.
work. And it's like the issue is you don't know how, like, we don't, it's a stranger and we don't know how they're gonna react. Like, is she gonna be combative and then we start a fight? Or is she just gonna say sorry? So it goes either or. And we're not people who wanna start huge fights, but
No.
it's not right to be singing. Like, we compared it to The Outsiders. We've seen it so many times. You don't see us mouthing it or singing it out loud. Like, it's just etiquette for the people around you. And I think people have really lost that sight of, like, oh, there's people around me who want to enjoy the show. They don't want to hear me.
It was just really rude. And also, to be honest, you're in the front row. If we can hear you, probably the cast could hear you too, or the conductor. They were in the conductor's ear a lot of the show. So it's like you're distracting him from his job. He needs to be able to hear the right vocal cues. And doing the choreography is very distracting for a performer.
It's very strange to me. And like, they were the people who also at the stage door when Ryan McCartan didn't come out, they went and waited by. And that's creepy. Like, there was just weird. It was weird. So, and then like there was girls who were on the other side of me when Gatsby goes, "Today's the day," they decided to scream it out and say it with him. So I heard them and not Ryan McCartan. Like,
And
that's not okay.
it's not okay. And they were also like hooting and hollering at him the whole show, like, oh, he's looking at us. He's looking at us. He's looking this way. He's looking this way. Like,
It was a major
girl,
problem.
girl.
I was definitely like super annoyed by them. I was annoyed with the "Today's the day" because that was the line I wanted to hear him say, and I just heard them yell it out. Like, you could think it in your head, but they screamed it out. Like, I bet you people up in the mezzanine heard them.
What I was happy about was once he saw like those girls were being really destructive and like they weren't stopping. I noticed that the rest of the show, Ryan never looked that way once.
Yeah, because it's distracting for them too. It's not a concert, it's a Broadway show. Like, they're performing, they're acting, they're singing, they're dancing. Like, it's not just a concert where, okay, everybody is screaming. Like, it's Broadway. Like, cut it. Like, come on.
And I think that's the issue. Like, going back to the lady playing with her toes. I think people keep forgetting this is not your local high school theater. You are at a
No.
professional Broadway show. Most people in the audience are paying like $200 to $300 to be there. Yes, they have cheaper ticket options, but the majority of the people are paying about $200, $300, or at least like $150. So be respectful of the people around you who are really putting money towards this.
It's just that was annoying to me. It's like, I understand you're so excited. Like, we were so excited to see Ryan McCartan, but we don't act like that. We, you,
Never.
you're at Broadway. And also, like, there's a few people behind us who were talking loud at some points, which was weird to me. There's a way of communicating with the person next to you without, everybody hearing you.
Yeah, it was. It so sucks because the crowd control was like painful at this show, but at the same time, like, I don't want it to really bring down our Great Gatsby scores, but I also feel like it has to because the ushers didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, and they were like on top of us with our bags, and I was like, really?
Yeah, like
Like, there's other
my
shows.
bag that's just sitting by my feet, like not even falling into the pit or near the pit is the problem, not the person singing and belting the entire show next to me.
Exactly. It's a major, like, that was an issue.
So what would you rate it?
Shoot, because ambiance was incredible. Like the way they did that. Maybe a 7. I'm between a 6 and a 7.
Okay. Which one do you prefer?
7, because I feel the ambiance
See,
was so good.
I'm giving it a 5 because I think the ambiance is like, I would say like it gives like half my score. Like it's like a, like the ambiance was a 5 out of 5, but the crowd control was a 0 out of 5. So I'm giving it a 5 for that half.
It was upsetting. Like, I don't want to hear you saying the line. I want to hear the person portraying the character on stage saying
So then our final two categories, which we always kind of do hand in hand, is casting choices and acting and pacing. Now it's hard because we saw Ryan and Sarah, but we've
Mm.
also seen Jeremy and Eva. Now, do you want to rank casting choices like overall with both of those sets of people, or do we want to just do the current cast?
I think we talk about the differences, but I think we rate it based on the cast that we just saw.
Okay.
So, like, if we talk about like starting with like Eva and Jeremy compared to Sarah and Ryan, I feel like Sarah and Ryan had way more chemistry on that stage compared to Eva and Jeremy. Like, I believed them more than Eva and Jeremy.
I agree
And
100%.
yeah, and I almost felt bad for Daisy, Sarah's portrayal of Daisy compared to Eva. I was like, oh, she's a jerk. I was like, Daisy's a jerk when Eva was portraying Daisy. And then with Sarah, I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad for her because she's stuck between money, between her family, and then between like the life that she might want and not being able to have that.
I agree. I found, which I know like some people are gonna probably get angry when I say it, I found Jeremy and Eva to be a little bit one-dimensional. Like, and I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but like they both know they're huge Broadway stars, and I don't think they came off as invested in finding out the depths of the characters. Like when Jeremy was belting out, past catching up to me, this is Jeremy Dornan belting it. When Ryan was belting it, you felt like, oh, this is
You
Gatsby.
cried.
I sobbed. I've never cried during that song. Like you felt like this is Gatsby, like
Losing
he
it.
all like losing it. All his hopes are up, like he's losing it. And I think it has to do, I know, yes, Ryan McCartan's a decent name, but I think he has to like prove himself more than Jeremy Dornan needs to necessarily in a role. And I also felt like that with Sarah. Now, Sarah coming into this, one video of her singing in from music from the show was posted online and people trashed her. They thought she was going to be horrible. They did kind of the same thing with Little Shop. I want to be very clear. She was outstanding. Like, she was a woman who's like, I know I have something to prove. I need to prove all these haters wrong. And she did that and then some.
She was incredible. Like, I was shocked.
I was stunned. She was breaking down like the whole show. Like, you saw this character dwindling, like, emotionally and mentally. Her singing was stunning.
And her switch too. Like when she would be around Tom and then like having to like pretend and then like when she would realize, oh, like Jordan would say something and she'd get upset, but then she'd switch it off because she's like, oh, I have to be this perfect housewife.
It was
Like, it was
brilliant.
insane.
It was
She was
brilliant.
incredible.
And I mean, and the same thing with Eva. Like, Eva at this point is a household name.
Yeah.
I don't think she has as much she needed to prove.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit disappointed with her. I think her voice is outstanding.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You could tell this role meant a lot to Sarah. And we spoke with her at the stage door afterwards. We even said to her, we were like you said, we saw you in Little Shop. And we thought your voice and your acting, like you're so incredible in both roles. And you could tell it really meant a lot to her hearing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like Eva, I didn't see the development of Daisy at all, really. I kind of just saw her as one, like you said, one dimensional. With Sarah, she really, like, from the start, like, developed it into, like, Daisy Buchanan. And, like, you saw her struggling between what she wants and what she, you know, is forced into.
Yeah.
It was just like the differences was like extreme, and I think that's why we fell in love with it more. 'Cause even like John, I can't say his last name, as Tom, we didn't see him last time, and his Tom was incredible. Like that snarky, like I'm gonna be calm even though I'm mad, but you're gonna be scared of me side.
Yeah.
'Cause
It
he really
was
never yelled either.
never.
He was just
But
very
that's the
matter of
thing.
fact.
But that's the thing. You don't need to yell.
Yeah.
Like, and you say that to me all the time. You don't need to yell in order to get your point across. You're scarier when you don't yell.
Yeah. And I feel like he was definitely like scarier, like menacing, in the fact that he was just like saying things matter of fact. Like, okay, you can, like, especially like when he realized Gatsby and Daisy were hooking up. And he's like, you can have your little fun, but I'll be home when you're ready. And he said it
Yeah.
so calmly. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's freaky. Like, he was just like, I'll be home once you get this out of your system.
Well, I think that was interesting too, is that he doesn't force her to stop then and there.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So like on a scale of 1 to 10, I think the casting choice specifically for Ryan and Sarah and John and the cast that we saw, I think is a 10 out of 10.
I agree.
If
I
I
will
was
say
to, if, yeah, go ahead.
the only one that I wasn't like wowed, I like the other guy we saw was Myrtle's husband, which why am I blanking on his name? I like the other one we saw.
I agree. I like the other one too.
But it wasn't terrible.
No. I think both were good in their own ways. I think this one was just a little bit less. Although in some ways he was scarier, like the scene where, the big thing happens. Like he was pretty
Yeah.
scary during it.
Yeah. He
I
was.
don't know. And also I will say that Noah Ricketts as Nick is just brilliant.
I'm gonna miss him.
I'm sad that he's leaving. Acting and pacing.
Oh, sorry. Just sneeze.
Timing too.
So funny. I would say this cast, their chemistry was off the charts. Even between Nick and Gatsby, Ryan and Noah, like you felt they were best buds.
Yeah.
Like,
And you know what I wonder if it is? I think Ryan and Noah are also more similar in age than Jeremy and Noah. And
yeah, maybe.
I think Jeremy's Gatsby came off a little creepier.
Yeah, I think Gatsby. Again, like we love Jeremy Jordan, like we love him, but I think Gatsby needed that lust that Ryan brought. Like, I was like, oh, I can understand why she would hook up with him.
So, Jeremy Jordan is 40. Noah is 32.
Oh, okay. And Ryan
And
has to be up in his 30s.
Ryan's 31. And
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I definitely think like they did such a great job like feeding off of each other.
Yeah.
Even the way Ryan, like, when they were singing Made to Last, Ryan goes over, well, Gatsby goes over to Daisy and just touches her chin as like a, like, just a way to be like, oh, I'm here. And I was like, that was like the most perfect idea that he's ever had, because you felt him, like, that Gatsby was so obsessed with her and wanted to make sure, like, that she was okay, and just that one
Yeah.
touch. I was like, he was so smart in the way that he did things as
He's
Gatsby.
brilliant. I just looked. Eva is only 28. So she's like similar to our age. So
She's only 28.
she's only 28. So she was playing against Jeremy Jordan, who's 40. Now I understand why I found the relationship to look a little bit creepier.
That makes sense. Wow. That's crazy.
You know what? I don't like if I think about if I had to rate the original cast, I would give the casting choices like a 6 out of 10 or something for that alone. I think it somehow has more meaning when they're like the same age. Like I think it just
Yeah.
aligned more chemistry-wise for me.
Did we say that we saw an understudy for Jordan?
No, we did not.
She was incredible.
She was incredible. I feel bad I cannot remember her name. But she was outstanding. It's the woman that usually plays the la-di-da woman.
Oh my God, why can't I remember her name though? That's annoying. She was so good.
She was outstanding. Shout out to her. So what do you rate acting?
I think a 10.
I agree. Okay, we are at the point of the podcast where Skylar rambles while I calculate. Skylar, what are you rambling about today?
I just found her name.
Okay, so you
Wait,
can ramble about
Dana.
her name.
Wait. I'm just stuck on John. Sorry. Okay. While we were at the stage door, oh, Dariana Mullen. Okay. While we were at the stage door, the craziest thing happened. We saw Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild. So that was cool. I think I'm
Oh,
like,
you know what we also didn't say when we saw Boop this week, we saw Harry Connick Jr.
yeah, that was crazy. Michelle like smacked me. I was like, what? He came walking down. I'm like very much obsessed with Gatsby lately, like very much, and I really want to see it again before people leave March 30th, which is not enough time.
It's not enough time. We have 15 days. We'll figure it out. The ratings are in.
Was it like a 9 point?
You have rated it a 9.6 out of 10, and I have rated it a 9.4 out of 10.
That makes perfect sense.
I expected that.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was so good, people.
I loved
It's
it.
so good. You need to rush though, but don't rush when we're rushing because we want the tickets. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, PSA. So that's it for this week, Gatsby. The review is over. I don't know what we're going to chat about next week yet.
I don't know, we got a lot.
We have
Maybe
a
Boop.
lot. Oh my
We're
God, I
trying
would
to
love to
decide
talk
if
about
we,
Boop.
I guess, let us know. Do you want us to talk about Redwood? It's gonna be very negative, but if you want our opinion, we'll talk about it.
I don't want to talk about
Maybe they want to
it.
know.
They may
Oh.
want to know, but ugh. Oh my God, it was bad. For me,
We have that. We have
it'd be a
Boop.
zero.
Yeah, right? But yeah, we'll definitely. We got a manifest though, so let's think.
Pacific Manifest.
Specific manifest. What do we want to manifest for this upcoming week?
Let me look at the schedule of dates. I want to know what we're
Yeah,
up to in the week.
because we've been manifesting.
Based on my schedule of availability, I'm manifesting that we are going to see a show again on Thursday.
I can't Thursday.
You can't Thursday, that's a problem. Take back the manifestation.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do Tuesday, I can't do Wednesday, and I can't do Friday, so that's a problem.
So Monday.
I don't even know what shows are on Monday. Oh, we have Sunday. We have tomorrow,
Yeah.
which we spoke about.
Okay. I'm manifesting that we see some show during the week. when we can.
I'm manifesting that somehow we get this week into Outsiders.
Yeah,
I
we need
want to
it.
specifically request Outsiders, either box seats or really close in the orchestra, or maybe like the $89 seats that somehow are sometimes are released on telecharge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's our manifestations. Yeah.
I also manifest, and this is like not Broadway related, but we were originally gonna go to Jonas Con and it's turning out to be a mess. So I manifest that we made the right decision not going.
Yeah. And I also manifest that we find those last 5 years cheap tickets that they said.
Yeah, they emailed us that we get like first access to tickets, and like, I don't see what they're talking about.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, those are all like manifestations. I also manifest that somehow we have a really cool online interaction with like some sort of Broadway person this week.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good one.
Okay, well, once again, you can follow us on social media at TikTok. At TikTok, on TikTok, at Love Letters to Broadway with one Y, or on Instagram at Love Letters to BWay with two Ys because one Y wasn't available. And if you guys don't know that's the reason by now, then I don't know what's wrong with you because I say it every week.
Literally.
And you can also, for all business inquiries, reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We can be reached 24/7. I don't sleep. As you know, I play Toontown. So you can reach me at all hours of the night. You'll reach Skylar at 5 a.m. when it's like the one time I am sleeping, and that's it.
Literally, because I go to bed so early. But yeah, and then we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening,
Episode 32
guys.
next week. Thank
Thanks for listening.
you.
Bye.
Bye.